Welcome, everyone, to the Larry Solidarity Show. And I want to start this off on this Saturday. Real simple. For all artists, for all people, actually, for anyone striving for dreams, remember this. Once you've mastered your craft, opportunity will find you. Once you've mastered your craft, opportunity will find you. Moving on. Progress is inevitable. Progress is inevitable. The coronavirus, COVID-19, has changed us. Let me repeat that. Coronavirus and COVID-19 has changed us forever. We're going to have to get used to doing things the way we're doing things. Things may lighten up, but social distancing is imperative. It's imperative. There are less people in this. This is a fact. Some of the things that we used to, you know, all the handshakes and the hugging and the kissing on the cheek. A lot of people are getting less. They're getting sick a whole lot less. I know people that have not gotten sick since the quarantine has come. They usually get, you know, sniffles or get a cold, but they have not got sick. So social distancing to me is kind of here to stay. But that's not what we're here talking about tonight. Tonight, we're going to talk about a concept that I think can work. 24-hour movie theater. 247. It's a concept that I believe is next. Why? Simple. People need stuff to do. They need stuff to do. Let's go back to the 1970s. 1970s on a Saturday. You could go to a movie at 3 o'clock in the morning. On a Monday, Tuesday, or what have you, you can go to a movie at 9 o'clock in the morning. It was way more flexible than it is now. There's some movie theaters that may have a showing at 10:40 or but it's closer to lunchtime, and then they have a late showing and you know, there's midnight movies at some theaters, but a lot of theaters have changed that. And I think that's going to be coming back. It's time. Theaters may be faced with auditoriums that are 30 to 50% full. Not only because of regulations of the CDC to keep the people safe. Just because you may not be able to get people to go back to theaters unless they got a couple seats in between them and the next person. It's just a fact. But there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I think this can be made up by having 24-hour movie theaters. I think this can be made up by having 24-hour movie theaters. So if a theater is a third full, then you basically just need to show a movie two more times to get close to what your numbers would be. So a theater that holds 1,000 people, if it has 333 people and everybody has a seat or two in between them, that means you just need to show it two more times to get to 999. I don't think that what we're seeing is, hey man, let's just open up. And I think that people should be, they should be given an opportunity for something different. Just the fact of opening up is not going to do it. It's not going to do it for everybody. But if we have 24-hour movie theaters, guess what? There's going to be people that go to the movie theater at 7, 8 in the morning if they could. There's people that work midnights that are alone. They're not lonely, but they're alone. They need things to do. And right now, they're kind of limited to going to breakfast. And go sit at breakfast by myself and think about what I did all night at work or think about what I'm going to do in the next couple of days. That gets old. Or they could go run to a 24-hour Meijer or Kroger or what have you. That gets old. Or they can go home and plop down on the lazy boy or the couch or the bed and watch a streaming movie. That gets old. But what doesn't get old is getting out, grabbing some popcorn at a movie theater, and watching a movie, the experience of the big screen. And I don't mean, again, the big screen you have at home. Because people need to get out. It's just good for you. Now, for those of you that say, that's never going to work, that usually means something is you're really on to something. It really does. When Edison came up with, I want people to come in a room and flip a switch and the lights, there's a light on. People laughed at him. How about that? When we had cars in the beginning, 100 years ago, there were people literally yelling, "Get a horse!" Look what happened to that. See, the thing is, progress is inevitable. Progress is inevitable. Usually, every year we get older. Every year we have a birthday. And they just come and go and come and go. Well, usually, there's always a group of young people that are going to prove the older people wrong. They're going to prove them wrong. And I really think that movie theaters should be open 24 hours. These casinos are packed. And you know what hours they're packed from? 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. when what? Everything else is closed. Other than 7-Eleven, the 24-hour Meijers or Kroger's or what have you. In-N-Out Burger. But realistically, let's bring 24-hour movie theaters into the fold. Now, 22-year-old kid, he's working hard during the week. He wants something to do. He or she. Hey, go to the movies. And you can always, the drive-in has been up on this since the beginning of time. But they're not open in the morning. They're not open in the afternoon. They're only open when the sun goes down. Movie theaters can do it. 24-hour movie theaters would excite this young millennial crowd. It should excite some of the older folks. Because it gives you something to do. And aren't you people, some of you guys, tired of sitting at home with the remote control, flipping through a bunch of movies, and you got to pass up 25 of them before you get one that may catch your eye? And catching your eye doesn't mean the thing is going to be good. But the thing about going to see a movie is, there's something about the trailer and the theatrical experience that you're just not going to get on the couch. Just not going to get it there. So that's my take. I wanted to communicate that to you guys tonight. 24-hour movie theaters. Because progress is inevitable.